that it yeah. controls what you say.
And that, that all evaporated somehow.
Joe Chadwick, Cicero, I believe, is 5.
All right, you're on.
I'll call this BOE meeting to order. Cindy, what do you have?
Chuck had called a special meeting to deal with the refunds that have been tabled at the last two BOE meetings.
Uh-huh.
And so I have those here in front of me, their refunds. I don't have a copy, just kind of like normally we don't. I can just, for the record, call out the number and give you the reason. And hopefully we can just get these knocked out.
Sure, let's hear the first one. I mean, the whole reason we tabled was to get a policy, so and we don't have a policy yet, but go ahead and read them out. Let's do
some
one at a time.
Some of these are real clear cut.
Okay.
Okay, on abatement number 2010-1055, this taxpayer paid their tax bill as well as a leasing company. And I have, you know, proof of both. People paying.
So they double paid.
So it's been double paid. Actually, that is the case with 3 abatements where a leasing company paid them as well as the taxpayer.
And you've got confirmation.
I have confirmation.
Okay.
There's a double billing. You guys can take care
of. Any motion?
Now, before we get into individual things like that, I want to bring up in reading what I had information given and read. No, most other counties, the BOE does not deal with personal property and refunds. It goes to the county commission. Is there anything in the statute, Mr. Paulson, that says that the BOE is supposed to make these decisions?
I think that prior to the new statute, actually, that would be the only entity that could, but I think that new statute that talks about taxes, late penalties, and fees, talks about the county commission can do it. So there would be no reason why the county commission couldn't do it, at least under that statute.
Okay.
The more I've read, you know, the BOE is not involved in refunds. The BOE is not involved in personal property from everything I've read and, you know, here. I'd like a little input from it, or a motion that the BOE not do anything on this and that these go before the commission.
Of course, the commission could determine that they want the BOE to handle it as a commission.
Can they?
Actually, these are matters for the Board of Equalization. There's a difference between the Summer Board of Equalization and a regular Board of Equalization, as the statutes were set up. But counties handle it however they want to handle it. I mean, there's a difference between third and first class counties. The commission has more authority in third class counties to handle those sorts of things prior to this new legislation than in first class counties. Basically what they say is just handle it. I mean, the advice, unfortunately, that you get a lot of times when you call up to the state tax commission is, you know, people just deal with it their own way and different counties deal with it different ways. And rather than bring in a bunch of people for a BOE meeting, some counties just take care of it in front of their board. As I said, the revenue laws probably need to be rewritten, but whatever you guys feel is most efficient. I don't think anybody's going to question you on the personal property stuff unless it's a huge personal property issue.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I was wondering, are we going against what the state statute says?
Yeah, and what happens if we deal with something that we don't necessarily have statutory authority for? I mean, what's the recourse if we do?
Well, if somebody were to challenge it, obviously they would say that you didn't have the power to do it, and the act itself would be a nullity if it was the county commission that took care of it when you should have. Or if you shouldn't have and you did, the action would be a nullity.
And then it would be the mistake of the county for having followed our action and we didn't have the authority to do it.
Correct. But either way, there's not a lot of statutory guidance that's clear in the revenue laws. And either way, somebody's going to have to challenge it. And with the smaller personal property situations, no one's going to challenge it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. With what we're dealing with here today, it's not going to be something that somebody challenged. But I just wondered
It's a big gray area. We get back to we need better legislators, right?
Yes.
Stuff,
okay. Yes.
How about a motion for it? I'll be entertaining motions.
I'll make a motion to approve those three. Is that correct?
Can you read those BOE numbers just for the record?
Ken, that's 2010, 1055, 1029, and 1028.
Well, we have a motion by Chuck. Any second?
Second
by Dave. Any more discussion?
Aye.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Cindy, that's next.
This one was tabled in the January meeting and the February meeting. They had paid under their personal name and under their business name as well. Have copies of both. This is double paid.
Double paid also?
Duplo.
Okay.
This is abatement number 2010-1000.
Motion to approve.
Second.
1000.
Dave motion, Kelly second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next.
We, as the assessor's office, just inadvertently put down a three-quarter ton GMC instead of a half ton, as the taxpayer had listed on their assessment form. And so this is a refund for the difference.
We made the mistake at the assessor's office.
Yes.
Any motions?
Move to refund.
Kelly, would you read that number real fast?
That's 2010-1004.
Motion to approve.
Dave will take a second on that. Can I have the treasurer? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next.
This taxpayer paid in Taney County as well as Christian County. She lived in Christian County. She paid here in the area. This is abatement number 2010-1031.
Do you have
a
proof
of that?
Oh, Chuck's second. Got the motion. Chuck, Kelly got the second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next.
And Cindy did have it for
me. Yes. Next, Miss Cindy.
I think so. This is it.
All right. This person didn't have good eye vision. He did not realize the wrong vehicle was on his form. And so it's basically a situation of the wrong vehicle listed.
How many years are we going back?
Excuse me, on his tax bill. This is for 2009.
Move to refund.
Second.
Motion by Kelly, second by Chuck.
That was 1027.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
You said aye, didn't you?
I thought I heard an aye.
It was kind of weak.
It was very weak. But next.
Yeah. This is abatement number 2010-0958. This is for tax year 2009. They wrote down the wrong year on a vehicle.
Let's correct the mistake. Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Kelly, second by Dave. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next.
God, giving money back to people's fun, isn't it?
This is 2010-0975. This is for tax year 2008. This person that says they were Hispanic, they were unable to understand, and we misunderstood her and charged her with the wrong vehicle. She paid on a crew cab, and it should have been a Explorer.
James, what do you have to say about that?
It's 2008.
Mistake of luggage.
It's 2008, though.
Still, the mistake was 3 years. Let's correct it.
Okay, I'm just throwing
it out. I move that we correct the mistake.
Second.
Refund your money.
Motion by Kelly, second by Dave. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye,
aye with a comment.
Aye with the comment. What's your comment?
I know that Kelly made a comment about the refunds. Those come out of county coffers. Is the reason we used the policy of 1 year before.
Yeah.
And the taxing entities have already been paid, so those come out of GCR instead of refunding from the taxing entities.
They're supposed to come out of the entities.
How do they? Though they've already been paid.
There's delinquent taxes out there at all times.
Okay, so we still get out.
You bet.
Okay. Motion was carried, by the way.
Just well, to let I think, you know, I think, on process, we always have to check with the collector's office to make sure she has any money in before we send over the refund.
Okay.
We always have to verify with her that she has none.
I think that's a really good point. In the previous discussion with James, he brought up the same thing, because the books have already been said, they've already spent the money. Mm-hmm. And how does one entity get the money back from all the myriad of entities out there? And I think from the point of view of the taxpayer pays their taxes to the county. And it's up to the county how they disperse that to everybody. And when a mistake's been made, the taxpayer is looking at the county. So I think it's, I mean, from the point of view of the citizen, you know, coming back with something saying, well, we can't refund your money because it goes 18 different directions and we just don't want to fool with 18 different entities in order to refund your money. You know, that looks real, that just looks really bad from the point of view of the taxpayer. I mean, it's kind of like you're using process against people in order to affirm some mistake that was made 3 years ago. So I think to meet his concerns, though, there needs to be some sort of mechanism where refunds can be made from the, to where that's somehow accounted to all the various entities that get the taxes collected for.
Really, if you want to know the technical aspects of the law, is that if they pay, it's tough luck. It's over. The only thing now that helps them is the thing with the county commission. If the county made an error, they can refund late fees, taxes, etc. That's the new legislation.
It's up to
but
the
once they paid it, it's their fault.
That's bad government.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
we need new laws. Okay.
We need new laws. We've got this new law that allows us to do that.
Allows the county commission to do it.
Yeah. And in order for this new law to make sense, there needs to be a mechanism whereby all the taxing entities that benefit from the mistake need to have some way of refunding back from that. But I'm not sure that that's really the business of BOE as to how the county goes about recollecting all that money from all the various taxing entities.
Right.
But isn't that what you were saying, James, is that the county collector has somebody pays delinquent taxes, so they've got X amount of money in there that they haven't turned over to them yet, and then they do a refund, they subtract that from them.
Right, and it has to be looked at, and it's standard procedure and correct. Western Fire District would have no right or would want any of their money taken out to pay for a Central Fire District mistake.
Right, yeah.
Or general revenue, same thing.
You have to make sure the right taxing districts are getting the right amount of money.
Right.
You know, Kelly is correct on that it's not the BOE's issue to figure out how to get the money back, but on the other hand, if it starts hitting county GCR, then it certainly does affect the commission.
Commission, right. Chuck?
So the GCR question I brought it up is, are we having money to come out of GCR? I didn't think we were.
No.
If I may ask a really stupid question here, what is GCR?
General County Revenue.
That's right, the main revenue. So it doesn't hit us.
That the refunds would come out of that.
Out of our
budget.
Out of our budget.
Really makes sense. I mean,
we were, when we fall into a real estate or a, we're talking personal property here now, but I know we had this discussion, and we had this discussion in Springfield when we went to class up there, that if there is a mistake and it's a large amount, that it is the responsibility of the county commission to take it out of the GCR funds. And those GCR funds, if they don't go from the delinquent tax deal doesn't cover them, then it is our responsibility to take it from the GCR funds. It is the county commission's
I don't know that I agree
responsibility.
With that. I mean, if we're talking one that was $1 million, I mean, are they saying that we need to take it out of general county revenue to give to some other taxing entity?
It kind of sounds like that's what it is, and that's going to cause a particular hardship on the county general revenue.
Taxing entities, In general.
Shouldn't affect the county any more than it should affect...
Well, no, but the refund comes out of the county and not out of the taxing entities immediately.
It shouldn't.
There needs to be a mechanism whereby the county reclaims that, other than just accounting processes.
It'll never come out of general county revenue, and there's been many past cases where that taxing district even has to apply a levy to their next year's assessments to help pay off that mistake. And that has occurred many times throughout the state of Missouri, and it's nothing to do with general revenue. They cannot take it from general revenue.
Right.
That wasn't the way it was explained to us in class.
I see it both ways. I mean, the entity should be responsible, but if the county pays it, the commissioners have a responsibility to all the citizens of Taney County for the general revenue fund. What happens to it? And So, I mean, it's you got to look at it both ways, I guess.
Right.
It sounds like, again, we get back to this needs to be set up by the legislature. I mean, there needs to be
clarification.
Yeah. Right.
Basically, what James is saying, though, I mean, it's being handled
the way. There's a process, yeah.
The process is there, and it's being handled that way.
Yeah, but it's well, if I understand what you're saying, the process is able to handle it as long as we're talking small amounts. If we get into $1 million one...
No, the tax agency would do a levy then, correct?
Right. They will correct it.
The tax agencies will correct it the following year if they have to.
Yeah, but...
But when there's unofficial processes that you're talking about, as long as it's small amounts, nobody's complaining. If you were to do something today that involved $1 million, one of the taxing districts might decide to litigate the matter.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Cindy, next, last one.
Okay, this is the last one. This is BOE number 2010-0910. Let me read this. The taxpayer mistakenly listed his new 2008 Dodge pickup purchased on February 4th of 2008. Oh, by the way, this is a 2008 tax year abatement. He still owned his 2004 Dodge pickup, so it's a partial refund, basically, on the difference.
So he didn't own the new one January 1st.
He owned the old one. He owned the old one.
But he paid on the new one.
So he just refunded the difference, basically.
So moved.
Motion by Chuck. Do I have a second?
Second
by Dave. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. All right, this concludes the special session.
I've got one statement to you about this special session.
It doesn't quite conclude it, James.
There's been lots of mass confusion coming from every different office on who set a policy, and we need to set a policy, and, oh, the policy hadn't been set. Well, everybody is wrong. If they check their minutes, this board set a policy. If you come up with a new one, you better dissolve your old one before you create the new one.
Okay. When you say old policy regarding personal property?
Refunds of 1 year and 1 year only was set through the minutes, and it should be in the minutes of the BOE. And I'm not saying right or wrong, but when you set a new policy, don't have two policies in effect.
When, James?
Do you know when it was, James? Because we pulled
probably those. 2 years ago.
2 or 3.
You remember Bob was brought into this major before 7/11 passed.
So you're saying that 08 time frame probably?
Before your time, yeah.
The 08 then.
But my statement is to you, don't set two or three policies and then that's what's called.
Amend the other one. Make sure you... Okay.
Were you here during that, Dave, or not? Were you here when we set that policy, or do you know? It may have been back when there was just three commissioners.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast.
Kelly, you had a question?
I was about to make a motion, but I was waiting for the discussion.
I'm a little, something is brought up, we went ahead and approved all these, but the way the statute reads, it says that if the county made a mistake, they're due a refund for up to 3 years. It doesn't address if the taxpayer made a mistake. Bob, you addressed that. Is there a part of the statute that says that tough luck? What statute says tough luck?
The cases basically say if you've paid your taxes, You're done. Basically, you're done. You didn't appeal. You had a right to appeal. It was the wrong amount. You can't sleep on your rights. The cases consistently say that if you pay your taxes, you're done.
Your rights are now,
if the county made a mistake under this new legislation, if the county or the governmental entity, however it reads, made a mistake, the county commission can waive. And it just opens things way up, waive fees, penalties, and taxes. It doesn't say anything about the Board of Equalization. However, the old law is that the Board of Equalization, in the case of clerical errors, double billings, that sort of thing, can do something. But the cases consistently say that once you paid it, you're done. The problem is that somebody goes into, and it's not your problem, it's the individual's problem. When they go in to get their license, they paid on a 2008 instead of whatever, and they have to correct that. Well, guess what? They can get that corrected at the assessors or the collectors without ever coming to BOE. That they paid all their tax, whatever, okay? but you don't have to adjust the amount. But I don't care what you do on these little ones because, you know, you're going to ask me, are you following the exact letter of the law? Do you have stated powers to do the things that you're doing? I didn't come prepared to do that today. I didn't know that that was going to be the issue, but if that's where you want to go by the strict letter of the law, then you're going to have a problem doing some of the things you did today.
Well, that's all I wanted to make the issue is there was a policy set. Don't establish two policies.
Well, that's why we table these for the policy process. Any other discussions? All right, then I'll adjourn the meeting. Linda Gifford, if you hear us, walk on down.